Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Yeah. Look around the room. It's such a schus to be here together with everyone. I want to say a very special welcome to Rabbi Kalish, to Rosh Hashiva for being with us, and to all the chaverim who came from Waterbury, from close and from far, specifically Rabbi Brownstein for being here, who was not a stranger at the Camp Ask. His father was the head counselor here, his parents met here. A very special welcome back and welcome to everyone who's here, who just got here from Eretz Yisrael. We brought the Avira of Eretz Yisrael through Athens and Istanbul and Cairo and Larnaca and wherever else you came from. Thank you for coming. Thank you for stretching. Thank you for pushing to get here, to be here. What a covet it is for us in Camp Ask tonight. Bechlal, I'm Gimel Tammuz. I always feel grateful. Barely a day goes by in my life that I don't thank Hashem that I was born in this generation, in this time, the days after and during the Lubavitcher Rebbe. What Yiddishkeit might look like. I don't know what it would be like. I have no idea what the story would be, what parchment would be written on. How we could paint the picture of what it is to be a Jew without the guidance and without the inspiration of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. It's to be able to fabreng together. Fabreng literally means a gathering of friends. To sit here and camp together. Rabbi Kalish is our teacher and offers himself in friendship to us and to our generation to mark this auspicious day and the culmination of our staff orientation, our hachana, for a summer of service together, Avodas HaKodesh together, it says Ashreinu, overwhelmed. Thank you also to Yaakov, Nuch, Shmuley, to everyone who worked so hard to set this up, to put together this night, just to create the surah here. Without a guf, there's no kli, there's not a sham. So thank you for working so hard to make everything so nice. It was right after the Yom Kippur War. Soon after the Yom Kippur War, it was a traumatic, traumatic and tragic, difficult war. Baruch Hashem, Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishaker, a very difficult time, 1973. A group of soldiers, of chayalim, who were injured in the war, a group of soldiers who suffered injury in the war, came to North America to participate in the Paralympics. And as part of their trip, Foreign Ministry arranged like an official state trip. They came to visit 770 to have a meeting with the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Rebbe offered them a very warm Shalom Aleichem. You could hear the audio online. It's very beautiful. He spoke in Ivrit, in Hebrew, and he apologized that I'm speaking Ashkenazic, Ivris. That's how he said it in the beginning. But he said, I'll say Shalom Aleichem, and hopefully that you'll understand. It's very sweet and very beautiful how much respect. And he expressed HaKoras HaTov for their sacrifice, for all that they did and all that they gave. And there was a group called Nechei Tzahal. Nechei Tzahal. Nechei means someone who's handicapped. And the Rebbe said to them, before he began with his message, which was a very empowering message about how every single human being is created in the divine image, and every single Jew is a chelok elka, mimal, mamish, like we talked about on Shabbos from the Alter Rebbe. The Rebbe said, I hope it's okay, I'm going to do something very Jewish, and I'm going to offer my opinion without you having asked for it. He said, I'm going to make a comment, and I hope that you'll receive it with an open heart, and understand that I mean it from love. But the Rebbe took offense at the name of the group, Nechei Tzahal, disabled soldiers. He said, why would you be labeled for something that l'cha'ora caused you pain and is something which is broken, something which hurts you, something which represents lack? He said, I'm surrounded by you in your presence. I'm seeing Mitsuyane Tzahal, Mitsuyanin. Exceptional soldiers, exceptional men, exceptional people, like the way Klal Yisrael are called in Mitzrayim, Mitzuyanim. You excelled, you did something great, something extraordinary, you sacrificed. Why be called after a disability, after something which is broken? It's consistent with the Rebbe's messaging of focusing on what is and what's going right and what can be and what's healthy and what's good. We're talking about a Shabbos, about self-identification. Maral explains that Geula and Golus, it begins and ends with language. How we speak, how we speak about ourselves, how we speak about others, how we identify, how we categorize people. Labels are for sure, it's the Rebbe said, not people. For sure not to label a person based on something which is not about them. A disability, Nechei Tzahal, Giborei Tzahal, Heroes of Tzahal, or Mitsuyanei Tzahal, he suggested. And it was consistent messaging. We have here in camp, we have here a beautiful structure, a beautiful building of Mesiras Nefesh and health and healing and well-being called a base refuah. We don't have an infirmary here. The Rebbe once said, why would you call up a hospital, Beit Cholim? Who wants to go to a place of sickness, of illness? Who wants to be a person who's sick? Chas v'shalom. A person who's on their way to being healthy, on their way to being strong, infirm. You want to be someone who stands up, kamamiyos, healthy and able and getting better. Why would we label ourselves someone who's not? So we have a base refuah, a place of healing. And where else more than Camp Pass can you say how revolutionary and ahead of his time the Rebbe was? But individuals with specialized needs, with special needs, with intellectual disabilities, physical handicaps, instead of putting them to the side and hiding them in the back or saying that they're not this and they can't do that and they're unable to be a part of this. Rebbe said these are children who are special or exceptional. Rebbe related to every single human being and especially every single Jew as a beloved child, an individual crafted in God's image, infinitely valuable, inherently valuable. And language which redeemed and elevated. So grateful for the schus to be able to have a Bekelish with us, who in our generation nowadays is carrying that torch of empowering, lifting up, of redeeming language, of chinuch and Torah, elevating Talmidim, Talmidot from thousands, inestimable, infinite people from all walks of life. In my neighborhood, we bump into my nephew Srili. We see each other. He tells me his famous idea from Rabbi Kalish. He said, "I know. I heard that Spotify. No, I also drive places. I also listen." And I imagine that many of us do. I know that many of us do, because we're looking for a good word. And what a schus it is for us here in camp to begin our summer together, Rabbi Kalish and the Chevra camp. Not just Rabbi Kalish, but comes with a group of Chevra. And yeshiva, who are just yearning to be a part of this great light. It's such a schus for us. And we're so thankful. It means so much that you're here tonight to Fabreng, to help us begin our summer of Avos HaKodesh together called Kedusha Tzricha Hachana. This is not just a Fabrengin for Gimel Tammuz, but it's a Fabrengin for Gimel Tammuz to help launch us into our summer of growth, of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha, of love of ourselves and each other, and Mirtz Hashem, of our campers and their families, and that love radiate out to Klal Yisrael, to the entire world. So thank you so, 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 so much. It means the world to us. It means the world to us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I want to say also, could we say Tzavu Chanavshin? Is that possible? Okay. You should know that a lot of times people close their eyes when they sing songs, right? Because we want to transcend. Lubavitch Rebbe, when he would sing Tzavu Chanavshin, his eyes were wide open. Something about closing one's eyes and transcending and transporting yourself, but there's another wave of leaning in and of seeing and being seen. Yeah, Nuch Yaakov, we could sing a Negev before. Yeah, it's cool. Wow, this is awesome. Where's my brown steam?
Thank you to Rav Judah, to the whole Chever, Birshus Rav Judah, Birshus Rabbi Willig, Birshus, this whole Kol HaKal HaKadosh Hazeh. We're sitting here together, in this moment, precious Yidden, and already there's a Kedusha here. Nobody, it doesn't need to be inserted. There's a holiness and a beauty in this moment of Yid gathered together. We're at an incredible time in the history of our people. We're sitting here tonight now, Yidden gathered, at a time the Shefa of the massive outpouring of love that Hashem has for His people. In my life, I feel 27, I'm 50. I've never felt the Ava Hashem to His people in my life. What's going on these months is an avalanche, ki gavra aleinu chasta, a massive avalanche of Ava of Am Yisrael. Anybody with eyes, we were scared for decades about an enemy. The neighbors in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of things, and the chesed Hashem lo yu'uman. To me, it's pashut, things that a yid was afraid to daven for. Like that, I daven for that thing, by the way. If there was something that like this, I don't even hope. It's like, now if ever, daven for everything. Ki gavur aleinu chasdei. It's a shas ched v'sah for our people. There's a sense, there's an obvious flow. Hashem has announced to the entire world, and most importantly to us, I love you. You're my people. Keli ata v'edeka. We've absorbed as a people the chesed Hashem. We care about Yechidim so stark. Any army in the world and any people would only be going crazy in the streets. If they had the chesed we experienced, they would be just dancing and singing nonstop. We're such a people that we've had losses, and one is too many by us. So we're also feeling Eloikai Raimemeka, and because of that, any other people would go through the nisim we went through. The tzaras would be like not thought about. We're such a beautiful people that we have a little hold back. But the chesed Hashem we're experiencing as a nation is remarkable. And a group of Yidden gathering, that's on our minds. It's Gimel Tammuz, the Rebbe, is on our minds. And being here in this holy makom, in this holy place, sitting next to somebody that I admire a lot, that I've been zeicha to study Svarim, and absorb from a person, an incredible person that I feel a kirva to, and sitting next to. So there's a lot on my mind, and a lot of, I want to be present. So I'm just going to take you, hopefully, siyata d'shmaya, I'm just going to go where my mind's taking me now. But I want to think about all these different things going on. And I'd like to share as follows with everybody here. It's opening night, it's the beginning of tremendous art. Tremendous light can't pass chesed. Tremendous aura is going to shine here. Already exists here by the people that are here. All these things are in here. So I wanna begin like this. At a chasna, there's a very quiet thing that goes on that I want to speak a little bit loudly about. At a chasna, we go to a wedding and they call up the Mesader Kedushin and they say Eidei Kedushin, and they go up and there's a little conversation that you should all be Zeicha B'Karayv in its right time, in its proper time, in a quick time to hear this conversation. And I want to tell you about a conversation that goes on up there. The Mesader takes out the ring that belongs to the Chasim, and he shows it to the two Eidei Kedushin. And he asks them a question. And halacha, this is the minhag Yisroel. We have a fresh chasen in Kala, right? A fresh chasen. And he heard this. They can testify to this conversation. The Eidim are asked. If I'm wrong, Eli, then protest. Tell me if this is true. The Eidim are asked, They're shown the ring, and they're asked, is it worth a pruta? Is it worth a penny? Is it worth a pruta? That's what they're asked. Now, I want to explain why they're asked that question. If the Eidim don't know this, very bad stuff happens. The reason they're asked is, lahalacha, you're not allowed to be mekadesh the lady with a fancy ring. There's a very halachic reason, but this is a very pnimiyastik echevra. I want to dig deeper, much deeper. You're not allowed to be mekadesh with a fancy ring, it's simple. The halachic reason is we don't want a mekach tois. We don't want an isha thinking she's getting a $1 million ring. And in the meantime, it's cubic zikon. I don't know how to say it, but it's worth a few $100. And it will be a mekach tois. It will be an unfair. She's not getting what she thought, and it will make the ketushin invalid. So lahalacha, the ring has to be simple, mamish simple. So the reason you ask the Eidim, is it worth the pruta, is you're making sure the Kala knows this ring is mamish, it's worth nothing. And the Eidim, who are Talmidei Chachamim, are supposed to know, they're supposed to respond, that's how they're supposed to respond, basically a pruta. And then the Kala hears this ring has very little value. I was there when Eidim were asked, is it worth the pruta? And the aide was a wonderful tzaddik of the yid who didn't know what the reason for this minig is. And he's like, it's worth much, much more. Like, oh no. That messes up the whole thing. It's like, nah, it's worth much, much more. It's an excellent ring. No. Precious Kala, your chassan bought you mamish junk. He likes you a lot. He's not allowed. And the reason you ask Stadium, is it worth the pruta? And they have to explain and look at it and say, okay, pruta probably. This is worth the pruta. And any intelligent person, which is a room full of intelligent, we're yidden, our minhagim, our kodesh kadashim. And at this moment of a chasna, they're going to be married, they're going in olam haba. For all eternity, they're going to sit next to each other and be connected. For all eternity. They're going to have children and einik loch, God-fearing children and grandchildren. Am Yisrael is connecting. Kiddush Shamayim is occurring. And we spend a few pennies. We can't spend a few $1,000. A few $100,000. Has to be cheap. What's going on? Strange. This is mamish at the onset of a moment in life, a precious and holy moment. And mamish before kedushin, before a bond that's relevant from one end of the world to the other, that's relevant for all eternity, of mishpacha is about to be formed, of loyalist Hashem. And what's the introduction to this whole maimu? It's worth a penny? Penny maybe? What's happening? What in the world's going on? Have a beautiful ring. You look at the hall, the comparison is wild. The hall is worth a penny, for sure. And all the everything going on, shakhtu, a lot of money was spent. Everything's expensive as it makes sense for an event that's so relevant. Everybody has taken off of work. People have traveled across the country and intercontinental. People have flown from all over. It's a massive event. So at the moment it's happening, could we capture it with at least a $1 million ring? There should be some halacha, no less than a $1 million ring. The introduction to the chasen and kala, it's worth a penny? Pruta? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, probably. Okay. It's worth a penny. What's happening? The Rebbe would sit and hand out dollars to Yidden. People would walk by and he'd hand a dollar. Hand a dollar to a Yidden. I picture Rabbi Bernstein on Friday nights in Yeshiva, Rabbi Bernstein and myself. It's one of my favorite moments in the Yeshiva. On Leil Shabbos Kodesh, we have a minute in Yeshiva that we give out the Bokaluch, we give out the Chalamos. And each Bacher walks by, and we hand two rolls to each Bacher, Lech Mishnah, two rolls. How much is a roll right now? 30 cents, 50 cents? And you hand each Bacher a roll, two rolls, he gets two. Let's say have that extra fancy ones on Yom Tov, then you only get one, and you have to make with a friend after. Do Lech Mishnah, the friend. It's one of my favorite, right after Kiddush. Right after Kiddush, each guy walks by and you hand the roll. In Asher Yatzah, we describe Masli Lasseis, a Pella of this world. A Pella, an incredible Metzias of this world. We live in a physical world, and there's an Neshama attached. There's eternity, a chelak elokam imal. In our physical bodies, we have an neshama. And here is the key point, which I believe why the minig Yisrael is to be mekadosh aleinu with the pruta. Why this inyan of this coming together that's relevant for eternal bond is with the pruta. Do you think in the mafli lasais, to all physical, we have eternity attached? In this physical world, we have a possibility of eternity. You buy a beged, the beged could cost a lot of money, but the beged is not tzitzis. On the corner, for a few pennies, you put something on. Now, I like a lot the thicker strings, it's cool, it's geschmack, you put nice thick ones. But it's very important, please wear sometimes the most thin and frayed tzitzis. Don't always wear the thick ones. It's a big mistake. Once it was very geschmack. Have two pairs, have a pair of thin guys. I want to say why. In serving Hashem, there's shayach in this world eternity. In this physical world, a person could do a ma'isa chesed and connect to all eternity, to the Rebbeinu Shalom, to the Eternal One. Could do something that's relevant, much bigger and deeper and more than the world. That's what shayach in our world. That's what Hashem gave the opportunity to a yid. Shayach to the biggest things in the world. The tzitzis at the corner is a mitzvah that makes us remember all mitzvahs. You think it needs help, like if you have a lot of physical, if you do a lot, then it's shayach? On a little bit of gashmi, on a drip of physical, on the most frayed and thin strings, a yid is loyal to Hashem, there's all eternity lies there. He's connecting to Bari Olam. He's making a light that shines bigger than the entire world itself. Do you think like you need enough physical to do that? The physical would even be a distraction. Could be a drip. Could be tiny. Much deeper, a husband and wife, a chasen and kala, there's a union. There's commitments of love. There's two yin that have promised to care for each other, to be mechabed. And not aygir, the efla, he's going to respect and appreciate an isha. He's lighting a light, a spiritual light. She's lighting a light from one end of the world to the other. And then you have a drip of physical that it could be chalon. It doesn't need a lot of help. It doesn't need, well, if you have $1,000, it's much, there's no number in Gashmias that can express what's happening. Yes, it's in our physical world. But much, much deeper and more and bigger is happening. The Rebbe would send out shluchim. He would send out shluchim to do kiruv. Thousands of yidden live today in every unusual place around the world. And he sent out shluchim that a yid should put on tefillin once. It wasn't like a chap, how shrum, how many yidden did you send to kollel? How... A Lubavitcher Chassid, he lives in Kentucky, and he put tefillin on a yid. A yid put on tefillin. it doesn't need a lot of physical. It's a connection to Hashem, and the Yidden sincerity put on tefillin. When we're in spaces of meichin de gadlus, we're in spaces of bigness. When we're in smallness, and we all visit that place. When we're in smallness, the day sometimes feels. So I learned an extra hour. I did another chesed. In places of smallness, in places where we're very shakul and physical, things feel small. But then we have moments of clarity. Moments of a kesher with Hashem. A yid learned for a minute. It's interesting. I'm talking about a chasm in Shidduchim. So I have children in Shidduchim. So there's like conversation. It's how many years is he learning? How many hours? Do you know what it means to learn for a minute? To learn Hashem's Torah? To sit and study? We're studying a minute right now. Do you know the whole world shines that a group of Yidden sit here in Camp Pass and we're studying a minute Yisroel? We're like thinking of it. We're contemplating a minute Yisroel. There's a light from one Hashem's Torah. Hashem's people bonding and connecting and talking about a minig Yisroel. The light from that is from what it's eternal. It connects. Hashem was mitzvah. The eternal one told me to do it. That's big, big stuff. When we're in Meichin the Gadlus, it's no small. The Rebbe would hand out a dollar. Do we know the Ava? The love, I know when we're zeichet, by us, we're handing to our best friends. It's a big, it's lahavdo. Myself and Rabbi Yitz, we're handing to our best friends. The guys walk by, everybody, I like Kiddush a lot. There's an outpouring of love. Shabbos welcomes, a yid's wanted, a yid's important, a yid counts. Then every guy comes by. You want to give him your soul. You just want to give him like, there's nothing in the world you wouldn't give. All you need is a roll. You can have a morsel of the roll. You hand it to him, but that's just the physical expression. Did you ever have time you felt love to a friend? He said, can you just take a dollar from me? I'm not giving you a dollar. I'm giving you my heart, my soul, my life. I'm giving you love, that which can't be qualified. A yid's loving another yid. My neshama, everything that means to me. Take a roll. We give a roll. We hand the bacher a roll. And usually you give him two rolls. One for Zachar and one for Shavuot. The Rebbe, the line that people walked around and he handed a dollar. How much ava, how much love for a yid. How much value, two yid bonding. One yid giving to another yid. The Rebbe taught the value a yid putting on tefillin. A yid puts on tefillin a mitzvah. Do you have to add like physical for eternity to matter? You have to like, if it's 1,000. To me, it's so much sense that it's a pruta. They're doing something that's much deeper and bigger than the world. It's mafli lasa, it's sapella. It's amazing it could be chal in this world. You think it would help more if it was a few more dollars? If somebody thinks it would help more, it's a few more dollars, doesn't understand the light of the kesher tashem, doesn't understand two neshamas bonding, doesn't understand that people leave Olam Haba to come to the Chuppah. So you think if you did a few more dollars, it's like less of a pella? Like you'll push it now, it's not such a pella? There's big, big stuff happening. And the chiddush is, you could do it in this world. So take a dime or two. Once in a while, we're very thin shrimps. It doesn't need the thick, the geschmack, the one that's seen from one end to the other end. It doesn't need that. I'm very thin strings. A yid is loyal to Hashem. All eternity. It's a pruta, penny?
Yeah.
And then a yid is loyal to Hashem. I want to say that we're sitting here in Camp Pasch. The chesed that exists in this holy place. The chesed. What's the hope? What are we trying to do? I was talking to a friend today. He's going to camp, to be in camp. So he said, what's my job? He knows I want a guy to be a counselor badly. So what's my job? He's really asking, what can I learn with the chevre that they'll mamish be from by the end of the month? He's asking, could you get me the $1,000 ring or maybe $1 million? You know what you could do? You could smile at a camper and appreciate him and validate and notice somebody and see somebody and appreciate. And you're shining a light from one end of the world to the other. A holy space here where people have come. This is the reality. Why are we here? Why did everybody come? To make a yid happy. To make a yid smile. That it should smile. Somebody asks, what happened after? What happened? They're missing. Tell them to find $1 million ring. That's not the Minhag Yisrael. What happened? There's an ur that goes from one end of the world to the other. I want to say in parenting that people are we're very sensitive generation, rightfully. And we have a lot of awareness of mistakes where Hashem made a wild plan that Hashem made humans have children. Humans. It's a pellet. And a human being could be human and the humanness could affect children. And we're well aware of the effect on children. And the energy, sometimes in parenting, I want everybody to know this. You're going to, Bezos Hashem, you're going to have that ring ceremony. Kedushin. You're going to have mishpachas. The energy of your home is not to make sure I don't mess up. Some people, the energy is, my kids are 25, I don't want them sitting on the couch saying, my dad, my, that's not the energy. The energy is this R. You know what it means? A father holds his son. You know what it means? A father kisses his son. The R, that's the deepest chesed in the world. You know what it means? A mama feeds a child. A guy called me with a shayla about his wife, a shayla feeding the child. You know the chesed a mama feeds, giving food to a child? That's a chesed, that's the ikker focus of a home, the kindness. I remember once taking my kids sledding. I don't know why I was zeicher then. It was one of the holiest moments in my life. I remember it. I don't think I ever on Yom Kippur had a feeling like one time I brought them sledding. I don't know why then I was zeicher to tap into a holiness. I was going to father with his son sledding. A father doing chesed to his child. And at that moment, you turn to Hashem, we're your children. Camp Pask is one big, powerful prayer. This whole mitzvah of the camp, we're Hashem's children. Does the camper have to pay for it? A yin. And you bring a smile to a yin. That's a prayer, that's a deep prayer. We're Hashem's children. We're Hashem, unleashing with your children. Bring a smile to a yid. The Rebbe taught and demanded and treated every yid had a massive light. He treated every yid with a tremendous respect. To watch him gift every yid $1, to watch him speak to every yid with tremendous kavod. There was a tremendous respect. Rebbe Judah Shlita said, over that mice of a specific crowd, any single person that came to him, he was nishtayman. He was amazed by it. A yid was respected and valued. In that world of the Aran, he saw the light of every yid. A yid would do a mitzvah. He sent out his chassidim decades after his patira. Tzadikim b'nisasam kruyim chayim. Decade after his departure, chassidim will move to wild places because a yid will shine a light. A yid will give $1 to tzedakah. A Jewish lady will light Shabbos candles. The light that exists in a yid, the sincere light, the authentic light, the powerful light. This holy makom, this very, very holy place. It's my first time, Zeicha. I spoke to Yankee about coming before, and I thank Yaakov for not giving up on me. But I wanted to set foot in this holy place. It makes a mark from one end of the world to another. It's a beautiful place of kindness, a makam of chesed. Here a yid is treated with dignity. Here a yid's good to another yid. That's huge. That's a light from one end of the world to the other. understand that this is a moment where we're shayach to Meichen de Gadlus. We'll have moments, we'll have hours of frustration in between, and we're all, that's human in our lives. We all go through that. Right, Rabbi and I just finished, we're at a space, we mamish just finished a zman, and there's certain times you're zeichet to tap into Gadlus. There's like a clarity. There's like a big, big clarity. And there are times it's normal you lose that clarity. Hashem designed the world. V'zarach Hashemish uba Hashemish. The sun rises and it sets. It's very important at the moments of clarity to tap into truth. And then when you're not living in that space, it's normal, but you remember the light. You remember it. You know it. You hold on. You have emunah. The night before, there was an energy. I walked in here. There's a buzz here. Amazing people, a collection, one after another, precious, really amazing people. And there's an energy of people who decided in the summer, I want to give to another yid. I want to care for somebody. I want to make it more comfortable for another yid. That's an art. That's a crazy light. That's big stuff. That's an art that shines the whole world. The father's good to his son is not a hechatimsa. He should be from. That is from. That's the herb. That's the herb. Bez Hashem, this kid will shine tremendous iris also. But that herb, a mama taking care of her children. A mama schmoozing with her daughter. A mama driving her daughter to do her nails. It's an herb from one end of the world to the other. It's a light, a wild light. Chesed, oilum chesed, yibana. A person expressing the godliness, the neshama that Hashem put in us. So on this night of Gimel Tammuz, I spoke way too long, longer than I want. We should be singing together, and we'll sing more together. But I want to say to everybody here, Ashreichem, that you decided this summer that you're expressing Ava to another Yid. Be kind to each other. It doesn't start tomorrow. It starts right now. It starts, the chesed is to any Yid. The chesed is one to another, to Yid tomorrow, to Yid today, to Yid after. But you decided, amazing decision, to do chesed, to do kindness. This guy called today. What's his task this summer? To smile at somebody. To appreciate another. To see another. To notice another. To make it a little more comfortable for another. And the Rebbe taught us about the tremendous art of the, I don't want to say of the little. This is the very nature of this world, the mafli lasais, the pella of this world. We're really shayach to eternity, to Hashem. Me and you are shayach to Hashem. We're shayach to be like, to be godly, mahu afata. We're shayach to be loyal to Hashem. We're shayach to put tzitzis on our begadim. We're shayach to light Shabbos candles. How much? A little candle, the person lights it, you lit up the whole world. It's worth the pruta. I'm a very competitive person. And what my nature? I'm not normal in sports. I'm like a weird guy. I'm working on myself, but I'm very competitive. Michal, true or not? Okay, pretty. That's coming from a competitive guy. It's a good askama. Thank you, Michal. But I'm very competitive, and I was walking to yeshiva, and I saw the lights of the Goyim, Hanukkah time, and I had a Chalisha Sadas. I'm lighting like a little light. They light up, there's a park on the way to Durham. Mo, you saw the park on the way to Durham. Nacha, why don't you arrange that for us? They have a park on their holiday, they light up a park, and Goyim Ashayach to light. They light up a park. Goyim are precious. Tzelem Elokim. They light up a park there. I never seen anything like it. It's miles long and the whole thing's lit up. And I go and I light my little, this is a fake one, but I light a little, it's very nice. But I light a little candle and I had a certain chalishas. I had like a, they're outdoing us. We're yidden. I like going. But that look. My light was commanded by Hashem. My light's connected to eternity. Do I need some more physical? Like, do I need? I'm not mekadesh anisha with $1,000 ring, one penny pruta. on a physical thing, a mashli lasis, we're shayach tashem real. If you don't believe it, so then you need thousands. This couple could connect in the deepest, most profound way in the world. The mamish could be bound, an eternal bond of care, of love, of the deepest reyos shayach, two yin close to each other. How much physical? That's a nace of Hashem. That in our finite world, we're shayach to infinite. And just take a drip, take a penny, bruta. Little candle, light that little candle. The Rebbeinu, I make a bracha, they lit up that whole park. They don't say Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvayisa b'tzivanu. When I light my one candle, I say Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvayisa. You will mekadish me with mitzvahs. I have a ktusha from the mitzvah. They can light up thousands of miles. There's no bracha. Asher Kedishanu, there was no tzivui. There was no command from Hashem. You could do $1 million ring, but I want to be married to the Isha. I want the eternal bond. That could be on a little prut, on a little penny. To focus on the R, on the deeper thing. If you get very physical this summer and you'll have moich in the katnus, you'll have questions. You'll have questions, and it's normal, and don't be afraid of those days of questions. We all have them. But I just want to sit here. Tonight doesn't feel, not to me. Here is godless here. There's no katnus here. So there's a light. There's a light here that's shining bright. In Moichin, the godless understand what it means when one year does chesed to another. That lights up the world. That's what we're here for. We're shayach to express our neshamas at Hashem. Hashem gave me a soul and you a soul. And we're shayach to express our beautiful neshamas by sharing, by caring, by giving. And you light an ur that's one end of the world to the other. Understand that in the night of Moichin the godless. If we could sing together, we could sing, I will nose peel off the klipa. Let's peel klipa today. Let's do it, Kevra. Let's. just introduce the next song. Just a song we did, I want to chazer. I'm Zoicher, one of my closest friends, somebody who we just also made a siyum on his man together. He's here. And together we're involved. Rav Aryeh Weiss, we're together involved. Together involved in a camp means he works, he's been working for months.
Together involved here also. Together involved here also.
I'm zeichet to be there with him.
I'm not.
I'm going to make an appeal publicly that if Judah comes to visit us. I don't know. I have to ask Rishus if everybody here is Maskin. If we could have a few hours, it would
They'd
mean
be
a
very
lot.
Happy. They'd be very
if we
happy.
Could have a few hours with Rai Michelle and by us, it would mean a lot. So I'm asking Rishus. I didn't see any protests.
They'd be very happy if I would leave everybody alone.
But I'm involved in this camp together for many years. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. And I was Zoicha. I davened for many years. I wanted a Rebbe for many years, and I was zayicha for me and my family last year. Been zayicha for years now to meet Rebbeim. Rav Aryeh is a Rebbe to my whole family in kindness and care for another Yid. But I davened for Hashem, my mishpacha should have Rebbeim. And we was zayicha last year. Rebbe came to camp. Rav Aryeh brought in a Rebbe, who became a Rebbe to my whole family, to myself, my wife, my children. My wife would hide, it's not her way, but she would hide to hear the shiurim. The Rebbe made a big impact on our family. In the camp, so there's a coffee station early in the morning. The guys come to daven, they serve very fancy coffee. So I apologize, this was early in the summer. I hold after a few weeks of knowing him, this wouldn't have happened. So I'm like excusing myself. But early in camp, I said to the Rebbe that I want to ask Mechila, it's so fancy. Like I apologized it was so fancy. He looked at me like he wasn't taking the apology. It's a very honest person. If I say sorry something, he accepts. This was a... He said, you think I see a coffee station in the morning? So that's not, you're not acting like a Yid. You're not behaving like a Yid. You see coffee station? He said, I see there's a Yid who does chesed to other Yidden. I see Rav Aryeh Weiss is saving lives, is pashut valuing a Yid. He said, I see a crazy chesed. I see a station of chesed. You're apologizing for a station of chesed? A Yid doesn't see things, we see deeper. A penny, we see a husband and wife connecting, a ring. A Yid sees much, much deeper and more. He told me a maisa that I've said over dozens of times, but I'm feeling it now. So now it's dozens of times plus one. He said over a maisa, the Rebbe said that the Chayza of Lublin, the great seer of Lublin, he said that, the amazing Vaisa, he said that a Chassid did something nice to the Chayza, and the Chayza wanted to play him back, so he wanted to give him a bracha. So he says to the Yid, you have two choices. Either you sit next to me in Olam Haba. Sit next to me. It's funny words, you sit next to me in Olam Haba. I feel sitting next to Rav Judah Zechay, it is Olam Haba, in Olam Haba. That's such halavai, halavai, halavai. But there's a piece of that's eternal, to sit next to a Yid who cares about Yidden, who has a warmth for Yidden, who has a chiyus and ruchnius. So either you sit for all eternity next to the Chayza, that's a good seat. That's a good seat. That's one choice. Or you can become a rich man. That's the choice he gave the chassid. And the chassid didn't blink. And he said, I want to be rich. He goes out and he tells his friends what happened. They said, you're crazy? He said, no. He said, I am on this earth to serve Hashem. To sit next to the chayz of Lublin, in Olam Haba, I don't know where to serve Hashem with that. But I have an almana that lives right near me. And if I become rich, I give her money. I have a secret to everybody here. You know who sits next to the Chayzen Olam Haba? A Yid who has that clarity. That's where you sit. That's what it means to sit next to the Chayzen Olam Haba. I said, of course I want money. I could help a Yid out. I'm here to shine a light. Here to shine a light. I can help a Yid out. So this Yid told me when he saw the coffee station, he said, you see a coffee station, Kirsch. You're clearing in the morning. I'm clearing caffeine. No, I'm not such a caffeine guy. Caffeine or no caffeine? Should I do? And they put on different things. I'm a big sugar guy. You're clearing. Should it be four things of sugar or five? He's seeing chesed. He's seeing care and love for a Yid. He's seeing that which is eternal. Is it worth the pruta? Could we sing together? If we could sing, I know we sang the Bardichava once, but I like that there are no words. What's in this room can't be contained. We just need a pruta. Let's sing the Bardichava Nigin one more time. Could we do it again, the Bardichava Nigin again?
Yeah. I want to say goodbye. The first thing in the goodbye, I want to wish a mazel tov to Rav Judah Shlita on the simcha of his children's marriage. That mamish, a mazel tov to Rav Judah.
The ring was a soundproof. The ring was a soundproof.
You just heard this conversation.
The ring was a soundproof.
In saying goodbye, I want to ask Michila. I would like to go up to every person here. Every. Me, Maya, I want to say hello to you. Every person I want to greet. I promise my wife that from the second it's over, I do have to leave about 10:45. In 1 minute.
About.
So I promise Mishpacha. And to me, I'm going to run out without saying, I demis want every person, every single person should hear, should have a shefa, a bracha, should have, go, it's a matzah, it's holy times for our people. The Rav here is going from a simcha, Klal Yisrael simcha, chevra coming together to shine, to make a yid feel good. There's tremendous bracha here. And Yamala Hashem, Yamal Hashem Kol Mishal Yislimchem L'Toyva. All the dreams that are in our hearts, the Rabbeinu Shalom should grant our dreams. Everybody here should build a beautiful, beautiful Tayradik and Mishpacha, the right Shidduch, all the rights, all Siyata Deshmaya to build beautiful homes. What we'll sing one last song and then I'm going to just run. But I ask Mechila, every part of me, I'm going to be Kaivish the Yetzer. I want to sit with Shmuel for a long time. Yankiv, I've waited the Chasen and Kala. I'm going to be Kodesh. I have my wife wants me to leave on time. I'm out. That's important to me, so I'm going to run. But I asked one final song, if we could sing together in this holy room, Kayol Tarayg, and that will be our parting goodbye to each other.
Not goodbye, so long. So long until next time. maybe in Durham, I
don't know. That's Sasha. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Thank you. And the most important thing is that I know my Yitzhar is always the same. You gave me the biggest thing just now. The biggest thing. Thank you.
Sarah,
Thank you, Rabbi Kalish. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the pleasure.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.